Hey, everybody. This is Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg.
And I'm Jonathan Colton.
So we had a new episode planned for this week, but as the world continued to respond to the killing of George Floyd and people came together in protest against police violence and in support of Black lives, we realized the show we recorded just sounded off.
The thing is, we are a comedy game show on NPR, and our primary mission is to entertain and to be fun. But we are also human beings who live in the world, and like many of you, we are struggling to find the right things to say and do. This week, we thought it was important to find a way to address what's going on.
Right. So we recorded an episode of Ask Me Another in 2018 at the Bell House in Brooklyn with Black Lives Matter activist and host of Pod Save the People, DeRay McKesson. And at the time, we talked about the protests that followed the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson in 2014. We talked about social action and finding hope when there is none. And you know, a lot of it sounded like it was recorded right now.
On the other hand, other parts of the show, like the live audience in a venue with a stage, sound like they were recorded in another era, and I guess they were. So we apologize in advance for the jarring sounds of levity and a group of people in a room together, sitting very close to each other, and not even wearing masks. This is still, after all, a show with puzzles, word games, and trivia.
And this show starts how an episode of Ask Me Another starts, with a game about sea creatures, gadgets, and famous fictional swords from literature. Thank you for listening. We are listening, and we support racial justice.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Let's meet our contestants. We have Laurel Goldstein. You're a lawyer, but used to be a professional baker. And our producers tell me that you were very passionate about a certain kind of baking pan.
Yeah, that's right. I have... So I have a lot of baking pans, but my favorite is a 9-inch fluted tart pan with a removable bottom.
Sure. One other person is like, you picked the right one. All right, Laurel, when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Your opponent is Tiro Schneider. You're an actor and recently led a Harry Potter-themed class for kids.
I did.
Oh, what happened?
Oh my gosh, so much. We made love potions.
Yeah.
We played Quidditch, which was just crumpled up paper thrown at kids.
And not a lot of budget for this class.
No, but imagination galore.
Yeah, yeah. And how did they respond?
Oh my God, they loved it.
They loved it.
I have a note in my wallet still that says, Tirosh, secret, you're a wizard. And I cherish it deeply.
Good man. You're a good man. Tirosh, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Laurel, Tirosh, whoever has the most points after two games will go on to our final round. We're going to start with our favorite guessing game, This, That, or the Other. The rules are simple. We'll give you the name of something. You tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Colton, What are today's categories?
Today's categories are sea creatures, names of gadgets, and fictional swords from literature. That's what it says on the piece of paper.
That's what it is.
Invent it.
It's not like we're running out of categories.
Nope.
We'll go back and forth. No need to ring in. Here we go. Laurel, fang tooth, sea creature, gadget, or fictional sword?
Fictional sword?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Tirosh, can you steal?
Sea creature?
It is a sea creature, yes. Fang tooth, let's agree. Redundant? Potentially.
Yeah.
So its teeth are so large in proportion to the rest of its body that the roof of its mouth has special pouches. So when it closes its mouth, the teeth don't go into its own brain.
Tirosh, glyph.
I'm going to say a gadget.
You are correct. It is a gadget. Well done. It's a pair of headphones that you put over your eyes to watch video through two small screens, in case you were having too much interaction with humans.
Laurel, Vorpal.
Fictional sword.
You knew this one.
From the Jabberwocky.
That is correct. It is the sword used to slay the Jabberwocky.
Yep. He took the Vorpal sword in hand.
That's right.
I'll stop.
No, you can. Tell me about Geyer and Gimble. How'd you feel? Who'd you like better? I was more of a Gimble girl.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tirosh. Phronima.
Phronima is a sea creature.
You are correct. It is a sea creature. Yeah, well done. It's like a shrimp. It's clear. It's very small. It grabs its prey with its claws and rips it apart with its tiny mouth. They're adorable until they grab you by their claws and tear you apart.
The Pixar movie is not quite as good as Finding Nemo.
No, no.
About that one.
It's darker.
All right, these are your last clues. Laurel Atmos.
Oh, I'm going to go with Gadget.
It is a gadget, yes. So it's a surround sound system, a vape pen, a smart home system, and a drip coffee maker. I know, I thought all of those things at once, but it turns out just all of those things are also called Atmos.
Oh.
So if you want to buy an Atmos online, be very careful.
Right. This dumb vape pen makes terrible coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Tirosh, Rindin.
Fictional sword.
You got it. It's a fictional sword. It is a Peter's sword from the Chronicles of Narnia.
All right, that was a great game. You guys are both amazing. Tirosh is in the lead.